Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chemicals and human remains are entering our water supply. We're going to be talking about this shocking revelation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, the word shocking, as you said, is definitely this, to think about all those abortion pills, as well as those poor aborted babies, could easily be in our water system right now.
Well, they are in our water system. We know that. The question is, how much and what are the physical results of this?
Yeah.
We know that because of information. Like, if you put this aside from the abortion pill mifepristone and misoprostol, mifepristone actually is an endocrine blocker. It blocks endocrine production, so it blocks the development of progesterone. Women need progesterone during pregnancy, and if you block the production of progesterone, that starves the baby, it kills the baby. Misoprostol then actually induces the labor and it expels the baby and causes the woman to go into labor. So that two-drug regimen is what is involved in abortion. So right now, between 63 to 70% of all abortions are chemical abortions. This is an average, shocking average, of 13,500 preborn children killed every week by chemical abortion pills. Now, what happens to the contents of the uterus? Where do they go? Well, we know that they are primarily being done in the toilets at home, or in some cases, in hotels. So women are given these pills, oftentimes through mail order, with no in-person doctor visit and no follow-ups. So they're getting the pills, they're taking the pills, they are being told that these pills will cause some bleeding, and some of these abortion clinics, many of them are telling them, just go to the toilet whenever you start to have labor and you expel the baby, placenta, and the contents of your uterus into the toilet.
Which is different from the abortion facilities themselves. They have to dispose of those poor babies that have been aborted in a different manner, not just put them in our water system.
Right, because they're, quote, medical waste. I don't want to be insensitive, but that's what it's called, medical waste. If you've got, like, at a hospital and you're removing an organ, it becomes medical waste.
Right.
They have to dispose of it in a certain way. Certain ways also apply to disposing of the aborted babies.
But then they're saying it's okay for the women to go home and dispose of the baby in the toilet.
Well, we know, for example, you're not supposed to flush certain things down the water because these water treatment plants are not, shockingly, equipped to remove certain long-lasting chemicals from the water. And they were never equipped to remove human remains from the water. So before we even get to this entering the water and the residuals of the chemicals, there are a lot of studies out there before we even talk about mifepristone. There's a lot of studies with regards to chemicals from pills entering the water, long-lasting metabolites, things that don't break down. So when you take different pills and they go into your body and you excrete them in the toilet and it goes into the waste treatment plants, those chemicals, some of those chemicals, long-lasting metabolites, do not simply dissipate. They are still there, and they go into the water treatment system. There's lots of research on this already. So we know that there are chemicals going into the water treatment systems that are not being filtered out, and those treatment plants are putting the water into waterways, rivers, streams, reclaimed water, and also in recyclable water that people consume.
But you think about these abortion pills are different because the first one is designed to kill the child. The second one is designed to expel the child.
Right.
What drug do you take that would designed to kill another human being.
That's exactly right. So, you know, right now we have an infertility problem. Right now, 1 in 6 Americans have an infertility problem. The question is, why is this infertility increasing at this kind of a rate? That's a shocking rate. What we do know is that mifepristone, the progesterone blocker, is something that would cause infertility by virtue of the fact that it would starve any development of a child, so it would result in a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. So someone who has a child gets pregnant, but they have miscarriages. The question is, why is that happening? I'm not making a causal connection here. I am saying, however, that there's an increase of infertility, that we know chemicals enter into the water system. We know that the water treatment plants are not equipped to remove many of these chemicals. There's only a few in the entire country. Most of them do not. The long-lasting metabolites continue to remain in the water system and continue to bypass through the water treatment plants into other uses. We do know that. We also know that mifepristone and misoprostol, but let's just focus on mifepristone, is a progesterone blocker. It would cause the baby to starve, which would cause a miscarriage. We know, for example, that these are entering the water systems. They are entering the water systems primarily through flushing the toilet. We know in 2000, when the Clinton administration, in the last days of the Clinton administration, rushed through approval of the abortion drug, by the FDA in the last remaining weeks of his presidency, that they did not have good studies. The Population Council had a study. Now, the Population Council is a eugenist organization. They had a study that was not very scientific, that basically downplayed any adverse environmental effects. What we, however, know is that back in 2021, 1 year after the abortion drug was approved, the number of chemical abortions was very minimal. It amounted to 6% of all abortions. Now, in 2025, it amounts to between 63 to 70% of all abortions. So the number of abortions have substantially increased. These are being excreted into the water system via the toilet primarily. And what we also know is that there has been no studies, no consideration by the FDA or the EPA, none, regarding the effect of human remains. And we're talking about flesh, bones, tendons, other kinds of organs, and placenta. We're talking about human remains entering the water system. We do know, for example, as gross as it sounds, that some of the babies entering into the water systems have caused plugging, clogging in pipes in water treatment plants and in also other places where they are making their way to the water system.
Oh, my word. Well, you know, one bill that has been introduced from a representative in Texas to ban abortion facilities from disposing of fetal remains into public wastewater systems. You know, this is a good step, but this definitely, I mean, I would think with the MAHA movement and Senator Kennedy, they really need to take a deep dive and research this and see what's going on to stop this.
Exactly. Yeah. Representative Brandon Gill, Republican from Texas, has introduced a bill. There's several bills, but this one would say that facilities would need to be addressed that are disposing fetal remains into the public wastewater system. The problem, however, is, yes, that's a good step. It doesn't address the core problem. So we are working a lot with members in Congress on Capitol Hill and various agencies. The MAHA preliminary report has come out already talking about clean water. So RFK Jr. is looking at clean water in general.
And President Trump, you know, has said we need clean water,
right? And so we have a major report that we have created, about 80 pages. You can go to abortioninourwater.org, abortioninourwater.org, and you can download that. We also have a PowerPoint that's available as well. It is a revelatory type of explosive information. And so if you go to Liberty Counsel Action's website, lcaction.org, lcaction.org, or abortioninourwater.org, abortioninourwater.org, that's the best one. It has all the information there. To send information to your members of Congress, also to state and local as well, because they also have regulatory authority and oversight of the water treatment in your area. For more information, again, abortioninourwater.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.